This is Fails and Fixins. We are at the Digital Buzz Studios. As always, I'm your host, Dave Plow. Today, we are doing something that's a little bit different than what we usually do. Instead of looking at some failed campaign of the past and coming up with ideas on how we could fix that campaign, we're going to look at a failed campaign of the past that we've already looked at, and we have a unique opportunity to see how some of my suggestions might have worked out, thanks to an interesting cross promotion, which starts later today, today being the day this is recorded. Landscape is changing. We're in a time of flux. Broadcast television is not the breadwinner it once was for these companies, these production companies. We're moving into things that are streaming. Groups like Rooster Teeth have their own channel and have their own shows, or things like Hulu, which take the shows from television, put them online, stream them, and you subscribe to it and you don't have to watch commercials. And then things like Netflix, which is what we're going to focus on today, a subscriber-only focused channel, which has no commercials. That's part of the Netflix appeal. Netflix has sunk a ton of money into producing its own original content over the last few years. As such, Netflix is in a hole. And it's a hole that they plan to fill by adding subscribers. However, Netflix, looking into the future, knows there comes a point when there aren't any more subscribers. You're not adding more money that way, because everyone that's going to have it has it, and everyone that's not going to have it doesn't have it. And eventually you'll start to lose some, because some people will lose and go do other things. So Netflix is in a position where it has to figure out what comes next. What's the next stage of Netflix income? They're using Stranger Things Season 3 as a way to test out an older business model. If you watch old TV shows or old, especially old late night shows, think The Tonight Show prior to Johnny Carson. The host would come on and they would do the commercials live as part of the show, or segments would be sponsored by certain products. Well, Stranger Things Season 3 presents an interesting opportunity to revisit this type of product placement. Stranger Things world is set in the 80s, and it's a very specific time and a very specific place, and it was a real time and a real place. Also, Stranger Things is one of the rare shows that has totally caught the cultural zeitgeist. It's like Game of Thrones, where everyone watches it, or like Cheers way back in the day, where it was the biggest show on television. This is a show everyone will see, or at least all of Netflix subscribers will see. It's a giant base, and Netflix is able to show advertisers how many people exactly are watching this. So what they've decided to do is take advantage of 1985, the summer of 1985, and their product placement is going to be Coca-Cola. If you guys remember, all the way back into the first episode of Fails and Fixins, we looked at what Coca-Cola did in the summer of 1985. They got rid of original Coca-Cola. They brought out new Coke. So if you watch any of these previews for Stranger Things Season 3, you're going to see a lot of new Coke. Netflix approached Coca-Cola and said, "We have this opportunity to show your product a lot in this show that's watched by this many people. Would you be interested in being a sponsor?" And Coke said, "Yes." And then Netflix also said, "By the way, summer 1985, we're going to be using new Coke." I don't know what Coca-Cola's initial reaction was. I don't know, but I can just imagine it was a table full of gasp. Now, the Duffer brothers have said that when they first started putting together this next season of Stranger Things, the first thing they thought of was new Coke and how it influenced the entire summer. They had to incorporate it, or they felt they had to incorporate it. They wanted it in there. It fit in the Stranger Things world. It colors everything that's happening around the series. It is a thing, and it was a cultural touchstone, much like Stranger Things is. Coca-Cola, probably after some careful deliberations, decided, you know what? We're going to take advantage of this, and we are going to bring back new Coke. We want the world, and this is a paraphrase of a quote I saw from a Coca-Cola executive yesterday. They said they wanted the world to know that Coke doesn't take itself too seriously. So they are in on the joke. They're adding new Coke. They're releasing 500,000 cans, which are not very many. Makes me think Coke's just kind of dipping its toe in the water here. They're a little bit worried. They don't want to take themselves too seriously, but they take themselves pretty seriously. So they're releasing 500,000 cans. They've dug up, and that's a phrase they use, dug up the original branding, the recipe, everything. And it's releasing at 5 o'clock today, the day that I'm recording this, which is the 23rd of May. You can order them through the Coca-Cola website by buying a pack of Coke glasses or Coke Zero glasses. They'll ship you a can. Or you can get lucky and there are going to be some Stranger Things vending machines that pop up throughout the country. And they will have the new Coke in them. Personally, I would like to see Coca-Cola do a full-blown campaign with this. It's been a relatively quiet rollout. They've so far relied strictly on Stranger Things advertisements to get the word out. I would like to see them do a little bit more today, which I'm sure they will. But it gives us a chance to look and say, hey, what might have happened? Was New Coke good? We get to try it. It's the first time it's been on the market in almost 20 years. We get to take a look and make a decision for ourselves. And we also get to see if my initial idea of them running a limited edition of New Coke might have worked. We know that they screwed up by replacing Coca-Cola Classic initially. We don't know what would have happened had they released this as Coke 2 or if they'd called it New Coke from the get-go and also had Coca-Cola Classic available. This gives us a chance to look at this and see if it was a viable product at all, which is a really neat thing, especially for us here in the Fails and Fixins community, because, hey, we've already looked at this campaign. We know all about it, and we understand that this might have been a thing that worked. However, it didn't for whatever reason. So, pretty cool little thing there. So that's it for that part of this podcast. We've got a couple things we need to talk about. If you follow our Facebook page and you're a part of that community, you probably know we haven't done a broadcast live in 2 weeks. Last week's, the day after Mother's Day, was planned. However, this week's was unplanned. There were some structural issues with the Digital Buzz Studio. Now, it wasn't going to fall in on us, but it's the type of thing that had to be taken care of immediately, and it totally shut us down for about 3 days. As a result, we are going to go ahead and take a 2-week break here. It's something I hate to do this early in the show's run. However, we need to address a few more issues here in the studio and to devote the type of time we need to do this podcast and the type of time we need to do to make sure that everything's safe here and not leaking all over our equipment. We're going to need some time off. We're not going to have time to do the research we like to do to bring you this show. So we're going to take about 2 weeks off. We're going to be more active on our Facebook page. So if you want to interact with us that way more than you do now, remember it's facebook.com/failsandfixins. And that's going to do it for this week's podcast. So 2 weeks, I'll be back when I come to you again with another fail and another fix.